There's a strict rule that bars any prison staff, including teachers and drug counselors, from contacting inmates after they're released. Corrections Secretary Rick Ramish says if the state wants to find out which programs really reduce recidivism, that will have to change.
When our own policies seem to throw roadblocks up in front of us, I think it's time to change the policy. If we're the one that has the inmate, if we're the one that's training the inmate and assisting the inmate in finding a job, we ought to be the ones that follow up to determine whether or not they're successful.
The department's own statistics show that the majority of inmates in prison at any given time are there for the second or third time. To find out what's happening with those who don't come back, the department depends on data from nonprofit groups that work with ex-offenders. Some of that data will come from a Joyce Foundation study of ex-offenders getting help from the Milwaukee-based New Hope Project. But New Hope caseworker Tom Bach says even his group has trouble tracking all their clients after they get their first job.
Our records are limited by, to some extent, the interest in an employed offender in staying in touch with a program that may have helped him at some point but is not currently helping him move through his career.
In the Joyce Foundation study, an independent group will track the work history of all the ex-offenders New Hope is working with by getting employment records from the Department of Workforce Development. The goal is to determine whether offenders who are given a transitional job when they're released do better at staying out of prison than those who just get job search advice. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.